says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. The West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on Wednesday, August 10th, 2016. I'm James Kelso, your host in this live program. We're always live, and we've been coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network for 3 years. Thank you so much for helping build up this show and accomplish so much good in our cause with this show and your work. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we'll take as many of your calls as we can in our brief little hour together here with George, who's in the co-pilot seat with me. George, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, James.
A great day, George, on the campaign trail for Donald Trump. He was in Abingdon, Virginia, and he was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, two events. Yesterday, when we looked at his schedule, they weren't even on the schedule. So, and the second of the events in Fort Lauderdale was at a huge venue. It's called the BB&T Center in Sunrise, Florida, just west of Fort Lauderdale. It's the largest arena in Florida, the second largest in the whole southeastern United States. And The only one bigger is the Greensboro Coliseum in North Carolina, and I looked at that, and it's not as impressive. This venue that Donald Trump filled today was the most impressive in Florida and the whole region, and he had them packed in there today. In Abingdon, he was just in a smaller, like a high school It was the Southwestern Virginia center that he was in, smaller. And he had that packed, two great events. Also, another thing that he did that had a lot of impact, he was a guest for a long time on the Sean Hannity show yesterday, and Sean Hannity covered all the smears being leveled at Donald Trump and really did a great job of dismissing them. It was a great campaign appearance for Donald Trump, and I think you can tell that Sean Hannity is really hoping, for his own sake, that of his family, that Donald Trump will be elected as president, which is the feeling that all of us patriots have.
Yeah, James, I seem to have a live feed. I'm not a good live feed guy, but according to YouTube, I'm watching Trump. There's 4,718 people watching, and it's got one of those rolling commentaries on the right side, which are always hilarious. So it looks like he's rocking it, and somehow he's got the crowd behind him, and you can't miss the crowd. There is mucho crowd.
Now, are you watching it on C-SPAN?
I'm on YouTube.
On YouTube, okay. Yes, this event, folks, I'm watching it also, and we'll cut in on it live. This is Donald Trump live. I can't see the full size of the crowd, but this arena that he's in, George, holds 25,000 people. It's a big one. It's the home of the Florida Panthers. So here it is. This is Donald Trump live.
In some form to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, Saudi Arabia, 25 million. Oman, 5 million. Kuwait, 10 million. United Arab Emirates. Look, it's a very interesting situation. Look at some of these cards. We pick them up at random, right? Watch. Here's a beauty right here. Okay, you see what that is?
Donald Trump's holding up graphic cards.
Look at that! Is a great looking group of people up there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Look at this card. So, this is President Obama has commuted the sentences of more men and women than the past nine presidents combined. Now look at the line on top, see? How you doing? Isn't this better than hanging the screen? What the hell? And I save a couple of bucks, not so bad, right?
Well, anyway, this is Donald Trump live. It's a little hard for you, there's not much audio. There was a lot of visual. The crowd's going wild. He's having a good time. He's showing him a card.
Oh, look at that. I mean, look at the numbers there. 562. Bush was at 43. Clinton was a small amount, actually. Bush won 41. Reagan, very few. Even Carter, very few. Ford, very few. I mean, can you imagine that? Look. And these are, in many cases, hardened people. And
So Trump right now is making the point that Obama, the Obama administration, to which, of course, Hillary Clinton has joined at the hip, has been commuting sentences left and right, and they're really accelerating now. Look forward, folks, to this. One of the pardons that Obama very well may issue before he is ejected from the Oval Office may be a blanket pardon of Hillary Rodham Clinton. What do you think, George?
We can smell it coming, but somehow I don't think she's going to escape President Trump.
Now, I agree. And now here's some of what's coming up, folks. It's really good to hear. There's been frustration from the audience here on the radio show about, well, come on, why doesn't Trump do this? Why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't he organize this or that and so on? Well, folks, he's doing this all on the fly. He's only been in this business for 12 months. And what you see in today's events, he's got great graphics. I mean, terrific charts showing how corrupt the Clintons are and showing the salient facts that America needs to know. And these are going to be launched in TV spots, ads, radio commercials that Trump is now producing, has produced, and is about to launch. So this is very good news. Another sign of that, a new organization and you could say mobilizing of his forces. You saw that in Abingdon, Virginia today when Donald Trump had seated behind him about 50 coal miners in their work outfits with their hard hats and their reflective work uniforms on and so on. He had 50 coal miners behind him, and they looked like folks in this audience. They looked like your family. And he had the coal miners' leaders come up and present him with an award and express their tremendous support for him. But what we saw there, George, is that he had this visual of, on the ground organization going on. Abingdon is right in the middle of coal country there, right near the Bristol Speedway, one of the premier NASCAR raceways, right on the Tennessee border. I used to live just a hop, skip, and a jump from Abingdon. I used to drive there on Interstate 81 all the time. So Trump showing real good ground organization today in Abingdon, and then he's doing the same thing again right now. Let's listen to him just for a second here. Here he is in Fort Lauderdale. It's actually the town of Sunrise, Florida.
The American dream. The American dream to own a home. Good job.
He's thanking his staff for some great.
You think I needed to do this, folks? I could be home taking it easy. I could be at Mar-a-Lago right now, right? But I'd rather be here with you. Rather. So this is total national debt. Okay, the beginning and today. Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? You know, the bad part about this, look at that number. Look at those numbers. Double. More than double.
Now, that's one he's holding up one now. And these are great graphics that you can tell. These are taken out of video presentations that his staff is finally producing. Remember, he had to win the primaries. You know, this has been a rough slugfest. So now he's got the team mobilized. We've got, what, George, 90 days left. And so you'll see an awful lot of stuff roll out.
89 days, James.
89 days. One of the things he handled today and yesterday, this is great, and this is an example of how Trump is fighting back against the corrupt media, which every day is trying to nail him to some stupid story that has no reality basis in fact. Just a short few days ago, Donald Trump was speaking. I think this was I'm trying to remember which venue this was in. But in the audience was a young mother named Devin Sierra Ebert with her little baby. Now she also had her older daughter and the grandmother there with her too. But the way the media, here's what you got to hear, folks, from the national controlled press, the controlled media, the lamestream media. Donald Trump kicks baby and mother out of event. Mean Donald Trump, who doesn't like women and doesn't like babies, kicks baby and her mother out of event. That was paraded all over the news media. And it was so bad that Donald Trump, talking about it with Sean Hannity, he said, Sean, I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many people came up to me since the media did this and said, Donald, I love you, I love you, but please don't kick babies out of your events. He said, they believe this stuff. They see it on TV and they believe it. But folks, now like so many of these other, like all these other stories, it turns out that Devin Sierra Ebert loves Donald Trump, loves his campaign, is a huge supporter. She wasn't kicked out of the event. Her baby wasn't kicked out of the event. We're not going to have time to go into the fine detail, which really shows you how laughable this whole thing is. But anyway, Sean Hannity had her on his show so she could explain to the public that, in fact, what happened was that her baby started crying. Donald Trump said, oh, don't worry. I love babies. What a beautiful baby. That was his first exchange with her. Then later on, he noticed that she was leaving. The baby started crying again later on in the speech. She started leaving. So Donald Trump said, oh, he thought maybe she misunderstood and thought that he wanted her to keep the baby there crying, that he enjoyed babies crying. So He was trying to connect with her as she was taking the baby outside. She took the baby outside to get a pacifier, brought the baby back in with a pacifier, who was perfectly peaceful and calm at that point. It was the whole thing. George, there was no story there other than Donald Trump loves babies, loves their young mothers, and is a really sweet guy. But, you know, even Donald Trump, his friends were coming up to him saying, Donald, please don't kick babies out of your event. That's how bad it is, George.
Well, I haven't seen any real person talked out of Donald Trump based on the media at all.
Now listen to this graphic. He's holding up a great graphic.
Because those people control those companies that move out of our country, that take in product from
China. Now, I'll tell you what he's holding up. He's holding up a beautiful graphic showing Hillary Clinton's face with the number $48,500,000 under her face, and under Donald Trump's face is the number $19,000, and the heading is campaign contributions from hedge funds. Hillary's gotten $48 million plus, Trump $19,000. Here we go.
Total control of what's happening in our country. And finally,
so he's saying those people control.
Finally, them. One more. Oh, this is a beauty. Oh, you're going to be thrilled with this one. Syrian refugees who people have no idea who they are. Hey, look, I have as big a heart as anybody. We want to build safe havens in Syria.
In Syria.
We want to build places where people can be safe. We don't have any money. You know, in real estate, they call it OPM, other people's money. We will use Gulf State money. They're doing very little. They're doing very, very little. The one thing they have is a lot of money. And the one thing they won't have if we ever left would be their country, because it would be overthrown so fast.
Bingo!
So we do a lot for them. So we have to help people. And so we build safe havens or whatever you want to, however you want to define it. But we can't take them into our country because we don't know who they are. We don't know where they come from. There's no way of vetting them. They could be ISIS. It could be the greatest Trojan horse of all time.
Bingo.
In fact, they won't talk about the Trojan horse anymore. They'll talk about this. And they're being put all over our country. They're being put next to you in your neighborhoods. Nobody knows. Even governors and top people in states don't know where they're being put. But look at this card. Look at this. So this is us. Now, tell me. Take a look at that. These are the months. Look at what's happening here. Look at what's happening.
It's the monthly total of Syrian refugees admitted to the U.S. And folks, it's going up. It's going up like a Saturn rocket.
And I just read you in Germany, tremendous. They went to blow up one of the big stadiums full of people. Look at this. Look at this. This is what's happening to our country. And we have enough problems. We don't need this problem on top of everything else. We don't need it. And here's the bad news. Hillary Clinton wants to raise the number that Obama's bringing in by 550%.
Nice. Nice. Now, you see what's going on here, folks. I hate to interrupt Donald Trump. That's live. That's Donald Trump right now in Sunrise, Florida, in a 25,000-seat arena. He is nailing down the facts. He's getting it in graphics. He's getting it in charts. He's getting the details. His staff is doing that work for him. He's been brilliant at remembering this stuff on the fly during his speeches that he's been giving. But now it's really getting polished. And if you could have seen that graphic that he just held up, it's like a curve just going straight up in the increase by month, every month, the number of Syrian refugees being brought into the U.S. by Obama and Hillary, of course. Hillary, as the Secretary of State, was in charge of this nonsense of certifying so-called refugees for importation into the U.S. We've got a break coming up. We'll be back with George and your calls, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Betting, folks. I'm willing to bet that Roger Waters, who wrote the song you just listened to there for a bit, The Wall, and of course Donald Trump's going to build the wall. Remember that lyric, just another brick in the wall. I'll bet you Roger Waters of Pink Floyd is mighty enthusiastic about the campaign of Donald Trump. Be interesting to find out. Let's go to some phone callers. Let's start with Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hello, James and George. I'm going to be real quick here because I want other people to be able to call in. But there, this thing about the polls and how Hillary is like, I had 10 points, or ignore it. There was a poll done, and I'm going to, James, I was in the middle of sending it to you, this outfit, I can't remember, P.G. Farnsworth, where they polled 50,000 people, 1,000 people in each state, a third of them Democrats, a third of them Republicans, and a third independents. Trump wins 67 to 19%.
Wow.
Because these standard polls, what they're doing, I mean, these people, this is a conspiracy against Trump. They are purposely polling more Democrats than Republicans to get this skew of, you know, Hillary being ahead 5 to 10 points. Well, this place here, They actually went and picked, okay, like I said, 1,000 people in each state, 50,000 people. How many polls have you read poll that many people? So a third Democrats, a third Republicans, a third independents. Trump is winning 67% to 19% over Clinton, with 13% undecided. So,
wow!
Get exercised about these phony polls that are coming out.
Jeff, stay on this story for us. Stay on this story for us now, and stay on the phone right there. We're gonna Donald Trump's winding up right now. Here he goes.
Okay,
we just get a little audio of him finishing. Stay there.
Okay,
now,
right.
And vote. I saw a poll today that we're tied. It can't be a possibility. You've got to get out and vote. We're going to make it so strong. We are going to have a policy of America first. We are going to make our country strong again. We are going to make our country great again. You are going to be proud of your president. But more importantly, you're going to be more proud than ever before of your country. We are going to make America great again. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
That huge crowd. And wow. So, Jeff, that's one. This is wonderful. P.G. Farnsworth. I'm going to Google it, look it up online. Would you do us and the audience here for the show a huge favor? Would you stay on this story? I agree with you that the polls are rigged. Just as the election is rigged, just as the media is rigged. And, of course, the same people, you know, let's see, New York Times, Washington Post, L.A. Times. Who runs their polls? Yeah, exactly.
It's called a psychological psyop. It's a psyop that they're doing. They're trying to condition the general public who doesn't really pay attention to say, oh, well, you know, Clinton is, you know, she's beating him in the polls, blah, blah, blah. It's a psyop.
And this is the psyop. You know, you just heard me give you the example of Donald Trump's own friends, his own friends coming up to him and saying, oh, Donald, you know, oh, please, come on, don't throw babies out of your events. No, they saw that on their, what did they call the television in 1984, the telescreen?
Read it since high school.
Yeah, there's this monitor in every room. Every room has this monitor. And on it comes Big Brother with feeding you the information that you're supposed to have crammed into your head. And people believed it.
I'm saying another grassroots sign is at his rallies, there's thousands and thousands of people that show up where they have to, they're lucky to get 300 people to Hillary's rallies. I mean, and they have to do photoshopping of the crowd to make it look like she's got a full house. They don't like her.
Right. The event on Sunday, I believe it was Sunday, in Kissimmee, Florida, Donald Trump had 10 times the crowd of Hillary Clinton. She had a crowd, 3,000 people, by her own claim, 3,000 people. For Donald Trump, that would be a bad day. That would be a real bad day. We've got plenty more show left, folks. Stay tuned.
Well, one last thing, James, one last thing.
Jeff, just hang on. I'll hold you through the break. Oh, hang on. Hang on, Jeff. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And I will rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Are we? Ask the question, folks.
No kind of chance for.
Thank you, Merle Haggard. And we've got Jeffrey. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
I'll tell you what. The reason I kept you on, Jeff, is you've done a great thing here in finding this P.G. Farnsworth survey of 50,000 people, with Trump leading 67% to 19%. And what this exposes is you know, I was just looking it up during the break here. George Orwell, looks as if George Orwell coined the term thought police. And yes, it was the telescreen that was in the home of everyone in the inner party and the outer party. The proles didn't have telescreens. but they were furnished plenty of booze. And people are believing what they see on TV. The enemy completely controls the telescreens.
Absolutely.
So this is, you know, and our way of getting around this, of course, is shows like this, our alternative media, the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is our, you know, our way around the appearance of some patriots who do get a little access to large media, like Sean Hannity, like Ann Coulter, like Pat Buchanan. They get a little bit of access. And, you know, we put all of this stuff together, put all of our efforts together, and the goal is on November 8th, Donald Trump will do what Sean Hannity mentioned this in his show yesterday. He asked Donald Trump about a comment from his daughter, Ivanka. Let me see if I can find that comment. Ivanka told the press that I'll have to do it from memory here, they're panicked about her father because his election means they're all fired.
I saw that.
And
there's one more yardstick that everybody should keep in mind.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh mentioned this, I can't remember if it was yesterday or late last week, the social media barometer. And if you measure what people are saying and likes between Trump and Clinton on Facebook and Twitless, Trump stomps her. I mean, he has like, you know, 100 times more followers and likes than Clinton. And what you might call, quote, mainstream, unquote, commentators are starting to realize the value of following the trends on social media for a more accurate measurement of who's really in the lead. And Trump stomps her, and no pun intended there. So that's something you should keep in mind. And I just want everybody here listening to this, don't take what these mainstream pollsters are saying at face value before the middle of October, because they're lying to you. They are trying to manipulate your mind to go along. Herd mentality. Just remember that phrase, herd mentality. They're trying to get a consensus through subliminal suggestion that Clinton is supposed to be elected.
Yeah, very good. Very good. You know, and someone who's been hammering on that theme is George. George, don't you like this suggestion by Jeff?
Jeff's all over it, and thanks for bringing up that poll. I mean, that's how I see it in America. Two or three times a week, I get congratulated by some stranger when he sees my Trump mobile covered with bumper stickers.
I salute you for that, man. That's great. Well, thank you, Jeff. Where I live, I couldn't do that. I'd come out next day, and my car would be totally vandalized. So I have to, unfortunately, I have to buy
my car has been vandalized. But I wear it anyway, damn it. We're in a war.
And Jeff, you're reaching many thousands more than you could with your bumper sticker right now. So thank you for doing that. That's you're playing your part, my friend.
Thanks for taking my call, James and George, and I look forward to calling in again. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, Donald Trump was in your neck of the woods today.
That is correct, James, and I had 20 of my buddies went up to the rally in Sunrise. They left Miami. That's a 30-mile drive, as you well know, and they went up to Sunrise, and I had at least 20 of my buddies went up to the rally. So when I get back about 1 o'clock in the morning, I'll tell a couple of my buddies I'll talk to them tonight. I do want to say this. Another big story that's breaking here in South Florida is Jeb Bush's son, the junior son of Jeb Bush, is endorsing Donald Trump. And so now Donald Trump is being endorsed by the Bush family's grandson of the brown one. And now that's a breaking story that was on TV, the radio shows on here in South Florida today, that Jeb Bush's son is endorsing Donald Trump. And he said, you know what his father's doing, but if the father's going to allow that Hillary Clinton to get the Supreme Court, then I guess Jeb and the father are going to have some issues, even in Grandpa and Uncle Georgie, because little Jeb Jr.,
let's do this.
Junior Bush is supporting Donald Trump.
Yeah, and now
that's
Jeb,
breaking story here in South Florida.
Yeah, now Tom, and let's keep in mind this. Let's not eat our own. George Prescott Bush, he's the Bush you're referring to. Let's not hurl, cast any, opprobrium on George Prescott Bush. If he's endorsing Donald Trump, I salute him.
I think that's great news, James. I think it's great news. Great news that one of the Bushes come out to endorse Donald Trump. And I can tell you right now, a lot of everybody I talk to in South Florida, they're all voting for Trump. I mean, there's a lot of Afro-Americans that are going to vote for Hillary. There's no question about that, James. He's going to get 80% of the Afro-American vote in the state of Florida and probably nationwide. But the white angles that I talk
to,
and
a lot just
of
a little less color
voting for Trump.
Yeah, Tom, just for future reference, a little less colorful. It's good. You've got plenty of color. No need for extra color. That's a great story. And, you know, there's so many of these stories, folks. We can't possibly keep track of them all. This one, Malik Obama, okay, the half-brother of Hussein Obama. Malik Obama, we are told by Malik Obama, says he's going to fly to Maryland to vote for Donald Trump. And in his case, he's particularly upset that Obama, his half-brother, and Hillary Clinton were responsible for the murder of Muammar Gaddafi of Libya, who he happened to admire. And it turns out, in fact, that Gaddafi was, in fact, keeping order. Yes, he's a dictator, but all of these Arab nations have never had anything and never will have anything but dictators. It's baked in the cake.
James, you're correct. You're correct about all that. But, James, I guess I know you got other callers on. Let me let you go. But I guess say one more thing. We are the majority of the white angles in this country. If our women will go along with our white male compatriots, we will win this election, and Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. And we cannot allow a bumbling Hillary Clinton with all the scandals, an impeached president or her husband who's impeached, a guy who made a woman worth millions of dollars for giving a tune-up in the White House. We can't allow that, James. This is insane. We know Hillary looks like she's too squirrely. She's squirrely, I tell you. Squirrely, James.
Tom, thank you for bringing the George Prescott Bush story to our attention, and thanks for calling in. We'll see you down the road. So, folks, George, have you got another thing you want to bring to the audience today?
I'm just enjoying the flurry of phone calls here. Jeb Bush's son endorses Trump. I wonder if the Bush family is going to have him exiled to Tierra del Fuego.
Yeah. That's a great story. Malik Obama, another great story. And, you know, the media doesn't cover these things. Here in our alternative media, we have to notice these things.
Well, we're going to talk about that. The media does cover it. It's our media. I tell you, sports fans, America, you know, looks they look into their handheld device, and they read Facebook, and they read all the other stuff, and there's, like you said, there's a drug. Who the hell, even, you know, the millennials, you think they sit around and watch CNN all day? They certainly don't like Fox News. And every 15-year-old in the country knows that Bush, Justin, you know, all these stories that WikiLeaks and Julian Assange is breaking out stuff and said, nah, give me a few weeks and I'll tell you more. So,
folks, stay tuned for this.
The triumph of the alternative media.
Yeah, now stay tuned for this, folks. Seth Rich, you know, what we learned in the last couple of days, Seth Rich, who was murdered, shot twice, once in the back, and beaten, severely beaten.
He committed suicide that way, Jamie.
Well, yeah, he shot himself in the back. Yeah, try it, folks. He shot himself in the back. But Seth Rich, in his Washington, D.C. neighborhood at like 4:15 in the morning, was murdered on July 10th. Now, it turns out he's a young man, very idealistic. He had been a top computer geek for the DNC since 2014. So before the Hillary campaign, before the anything from Sanders even appeared, he's already in place inside the computer geek network of the DNC. Now, he then becomes an enthusiastic Sanders supporter. Now, on the inside, he can see the emails. So he's seeing this scandal of the DNC leadership, including Hillary Clinton's key people in there, trying to smear and destroy Bernie Sanders. So he blows the whistle shortly after that. He releases these emails to Julian Assange. Then He dies. He's supposedly murdered out on the street in Washington, D.C. So, boy, does that smell. Now, the media is not reporting this. Another key person, attorney Sean Lucas, shortly after he filed a lawsuit against the DNC for what they did to Sanders, he turns up dead on the floor of his bathroom. Another young guy. We've got these stories, and the media is not reporting it. Again, we have to rely on our alternative media and your assiduity, folks, going out there using your Google and using your YouTube and, you know, get yourself informed. And then, more importantly, inform others, inform your family. And and then the other one, Sadiq Mateen, the father of the Orlando shooter who slaughtered 49 Americans. Sadiq Mateen is seated right behind Hillary Clinton, right there in the center, right behind Hillary Clinton at her small rally in Kissimmee, Florida, only a couple of days ago. The media is not covering this. And Sadiq Mateen, interviewed by local media, says he is all in support of his Taliban brothers back in Afghanistan. Whoa! And of course, that's what Omar Mateen is, his son. And he says he's sorry. He wishes his son had joined the army instead. and he says he's entitled to. There's nothing strange about his appearing at a Democratic rally because here's his rationale. I've been here a long time, and he supports Hillary Clinton. Now imagine, folks, that's not being covered by the national media.
Well, it's being covered in internet.
Yes.
I think it's great. I want CNN and Fox to ignore all these stories that 90% of all the teenagers in America know about because they're reading about it. I mean, it's flashing across your screen on Facebook like nobody's business. They all know it. And now they get to go, well, why isn't Fox News or CBS or CNN saying anything about this? Why do I need them? I've got my Facebook. I've got the internet. And there's 150 stories in here from everything you can conceive of that says all sorts of people are showing up dead because they crossed the Clintons.
Now, let's listen to Donald Trump talking about exactly this theme. This is 8 minutes into his interview with Sean Hannity on August 9th, just a day before yesterday. Or yesterday. Yeah, just yesterday. Time flies. Here it is.
Would be sick and tired of this stuff, but it's a political rig deal, and the press is, you know, the press plays right into the hands of these people, and they really are an extension, in my opinion. The press is an extension of Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, and that's what's going on, and people see it. You know, I had an interesting case a week ago. I had this phenomenal arena packed with people, thousands of people, and a baby was crying, and we were having fun. You know, you couldn't talk with the baby screaming. I said, the baby sounds like Pavarotti, had the voice of Pavarotti. And I kidded, and we had a lot of fun, and the mother was great. And
the
eventually,
mother was on
the mother
last
left,
night,
and they said,
"I had
yeah,
the mother
they,
on
oh,
last
really?
Night."
That's
she loves
yeah.
you.
Well, you know what they said, Sean? The mother was great, and we were laughing and waving, and came back in. But the press, the headline the next day in some of these papers was, "Trump throws baby out of the arena or kicks baby out of the arena," and I said, "That's so unfair." And then people would come up to me for the last week and they'd say, Mr. Trump, why did you have to throw the baby out of the arena? I didn't throw a baby out of the arena. We were having so much fun. And the baby was great and the mother was great. And, you know, it was just a wild scene. It was a rally with thousands and thousands of people.
You
Everybody was laughing.
Well, we actually
and the headline
the
was that I was kicking a baby out of an arena.
We but, actually
Sean,
played
you have no idea. So
we
many
played
people
the part
came
where
up
used
to
were having fun with the kid.
I was having fun. But so many people came up to me in the last week. Mr. Trump, I really like you. I'm voting. But don't throw babies out of an arena. That's terrible. And it's just so sad.
Now, you know, heard Sean laughing
honest.
There.
They know that.
The, you know, he actually had this very pretty mother, Devin Sierra Ebert. He had her on the show. And I don't know if he had the pretty, the beautiful baby on. But there you go, folks. And That's good, George, because a lot of people – Sean Hannity just rose in the ratings. His show, I believe his rating just surpassed that of Megyn Kelly. He's now more highly rated than Megyn Kelly. Thank goodness. So, and Sean has been doing some great work as a patriot, I think.
He's the only one who's worth the poo on any of the three-letter networks. I wouldn't give you a nickel for any of the others.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. But he's either in the number two slot or number one slot. So he is seen by millions and millions of people. So he's doing some great work. Now, talk about great things that are about to happen here. It's happening so fast. Let's go to the Trump schedule. And here it is. What do we got to look forward to tomorrow and the next day? It's filling in. The schedule is filling in, folks. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will be in Kissimmee, Florida. And I'll give you the rest of the schedule right after we come back from this break. Maybe we'll be able to squeeze in one more phone call, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks. And let me close with this. We got Mike in Kentucky hanging on the line. Mike, I'll try to get to you. Thanks for calling, buddy. Ann Coulter's got a great column out today. You're going to want to read it. It's entitled, let me go to the top here, GOP blames victim of media rape. GOP blames victim of media rape. Okay? So that's the Never Trump people, okay? The Paul Ryans and so on. And who's the victim of the media rape? Well, it's Donald Trump. And here's the end of her column. She says, there's no strategy. Oh, well, here, I'll go to the beginning. Here's the first sentence, and then I'll go to the last sentence. And everything in between is great, too. Even having predicted that the media's attacks on Trump would be unprecedented, I'm still amazed. Every single news outlet is dedicated to hysterically denouncing Trump every minute of every day while cooing at Hillary. Now, I'll read you some that's in between, but here's the end. There's no strategy for overcoming this level of media hostility. Trump has made some mistakes during this campaign, but he hasn't done anything wrong for months now. He could say, yes, and the media would change the question to, are you a child molester? Craven Republicans who blame Trump for the media's lies may as well blame a rape victim for wearing a short skirt. Except with Trump, it's the Muslim standard. They're blaming a woman's rape on being a woman. And then she has some great stuff in here. She talks about the baby story, and every effort. She talks about a bunch of the efforts to blackball Donald Trump, and whitewash Hillary Clinton. Everything Hillary has ever touched has failed, been engulfed in scandal, resulted in massive investigations, litigation, financial ruin, prison, or death. The final stage of any Hillary enterprise is a grand announcement that Hillary did not technically break the law, or no one can prove she did, or even if she did, no one ever gets prosecuted for it. She's prone to coughing fits and lapses of memory in the middle of speeches and falls down all the time, but that's not nearly as important as the media's manufactured story about Trump throwing a baby out of a rally. Isn't that great, George?
Yeah, bring it on.
Mike in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Heard you talking about the polls. You know, Trump is right. Everything's pretty much rigged. The media is somehow, I don't know how they're controlling the media like they are, but they've been doing it for a long time, blackmail, something. Probably 20 years they've been listening in on strategic people's phones so they can try to control them with blackmail.
50 years.
Russell Tice has talked about this on Russia Today, so obviously the Russians are in on it somehow. But the polls, the Reuters and some of the others, I guess, changed the way they tally the undecideds, and that is what allowed the media to run with this thing that Donald Trump is down 10, 15 points in the polls.
Yes, and, it's all fakery, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Yep, sorry we're running out of time, but folks, tune in to us again tomorrow night. We'll have Trump's next 24 hours of news making on the Trump phenomenon. George, thanks for being with us. See you all tomorrow night.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.